today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Put everybody that's more in need in front of me. I'm staying at home. I'm wearing a mask. Get it when I need it.
Right.
Even though, you know, I might have the sugars. I'll find that out on
Friday.
Sooner
than later, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? If the doc says to me, you still got your sugars pretty high, so does that put me in the front of the line? But I'm
You're
not
compromised, Mike. You've been compromised most of your adult life.
And Mike, if you got the sugars, that's an easy shot to get. They're handing those out like nobody business. You can get that at Target.
I used to always like to lick the icicles that were hanging off the Metro bus exhausts.
Well, those aren't really icicles.
He's doing a little Oscar stick. That's pretty funny.
We used to call those car turds.
Oh, Scott. Oh, Scott. Get away from that bus.
But it's the YA. It's going to take me to Silver Spring.
Mamacita.
That icicle is not made out of chocolate.
It tastes like diesel.
Stop it. You missed out on the greatest joy of being a child of divorce. You get two Christmases.
But still, the moment that I remember is like, is he here yet? Is he here yet? And then at like 9 o'clock, he comes to the door and he comes in with a bike. And that was pretty great. I mean, that's
pretty
great.
Then has a couple of mimosas and gets in his car and goes back to his girlfriend.
I don't remember it that way, but maybe you're right.
He's telling the truth.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was a good, refreshing break that we all needed.
Yes.
If any of you, it's great to be back. Happy New Year. Happy 2021, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Mike O'Mara Show back with brand new episodes. I have to tell you that it was a needed break.
Yeah.
I didn't do a hell of a lot, but it was really good to get away from you guys for a while. I have to be honest. The last bonus show, which was the TMOS cocktail party,
was just
a little more contentious than I needed. Tell the wise, we're fine with putting that on the shelf for a while. I cannot handle that anymore.
Probably not healthy.
And there might be people that are disappointed. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we got to keep everything.
It'll make it more special when it ultimately comes back.
I was ready to kill everybody on that
2024.
By the way, you want to listen to a good one that had every element. It was that one, but there was no better way to go. You know, I shut everything off. And I was like, good.
Yes.
Bye.
Yep.
And now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to, begin 2021, which
two of my favorite numbers, Mike. And I'm sure yours. I know why they're your favorite numbers.
Yes.
Because for a while you exclusively dated 20 and 21 year olds.
Wrong. Oh. Good to see you again. Happy New Year.
Well, I know why it's Oscar's favorite number, because he knows not to hit on either one. Not the girls, but the hand in blackjack.
Nah,
20 is a keeper. Don't split tens, Oscar.
There you go.
Don't split tens.
Vegas, baby. Vegas.
I won't dive right into the fact that I think that, at least at the beginning, 2021 is as big a cluster F as 2020 was.
Disagree, Mike. I hear that the COVID is over.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I got vaccinated several times over the holiday.
Yeah, and the president has conceded.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
It's not cool. It's just that we got tough times ahead just to punch our way out of this bag that we have. But
We're all in the bag.
The COVID bag.
The down COVID here. Bag. Yeah. Hey, bag.
Oh, and the local news down here, I will tell you that they love people 65 and over in Florida. Mm-hmm. You want to get, let me see. Well, I wonder if a news producer from a local station will go, can we get some people that might whine on camera? Oh, yeah. Line up. I don't know what else they got to do.
One guy said, do you mind? The reporter asks, do you mind waiting in hours for this vaccine? And he goes, no. What else are we doing?
that was the guy. I saw the same guy. Yeah. I must watch the same NBC news.
Yes.
That was NBC. The guy was sitting out there. We can dive in with that. So vaccinations are are up and running, and I'll give you some vital statistics for the state of Florida.
in the state of Florida, you know, people next to frontline employees, frontline workers, the next priority are people in many states 65 and older.
Do you have any of those in Florida?
99.9% of the people in Florida are over the age of 65.
Very nice.
And so, because they also, old people like to be first. They don't like to wait in line.
They eat dinner early.
So I believe that Christmas Eve, they started lining up for their vaccinations, and it's a cluster F. It is a total cluster F, and this is the only thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Since we brought it up right at the beginning, I will tell you. There's a county north of us called Charlotte County where they set it up with online appointments, and they were talking about how successfully the vaccinations went out. They're not getting as many as they should. They're not, they don't give out as many as they'd like to, but the system that they put in place where people had appointments went very, very smoothly. Then you come down to my county, named after General Robert E. Lee.
Ah.
One of the, as my friend Mark Miller said when he was on our last show, this is not a red county. This is a crimson county. All right. This is. And they said, yeah, we got them. First come, first serve.
Perfect. Yeah. And like a Who concert.
Which was just.
Also, why would you not build an infrastructure for your website that really stands, I guess, a leg up from a podcast website?
Well,
please.
As of yesterday, Oscar, yes. I will tell you, they fixed it. They're working on it.
That's great. I looked at the website for Lee County. It looks like that game Oregon Trail.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
This is how I would describe the vaccine distribution in my county, which is chock-a-block with 65-year-olds. There it is. Yes. Let's turn that up a little bit. There. Yes. Welcome. All right. Is it
because they feel that the average citizenry of Lee County doesn't have access to the internet?
Yeah.
Or understanding?
They'll never log on.
The old age stereotypes aside, you are talking about, I watched many of the city fathers, the county fathers, the elected officials of this county.
As and an I'm talking about father
you,
of the,
you seriously, you could walk out on the street and find somebody smarter than these people that are running this government. And it's so they messed up because there were just cars overnight. They didn't have enough. They had to turn people away. And they said, I'll do the old David Letterman.
Okay, good, good, good.
I guess up north they did it with appointments. That seemed to work okay.
So, what do you do? What do you do when you totally screw up? When you totally screw up? And by the way, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not allowed to get mine.
Right now.
And I don't care, put everybody that's more in need in front of me. I'm staying at home. I'm wearing a mask. I'm comfortable with that and get it when I need it.
Right.
Even though, I might have the sugars. I'll find that out on
sooner
Friday.
Sooner than later, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? If the doc says to me, you still got your sugars pretty high.
Does that put me in the front of the line?
Anyway, you're not compromised,
Mike. You've been compromised most of your adult life.
And Mike, if you got the sugars, that's an easy shot to get. They're handing those out like nobody business. You can get that at Target.
So they screwed up in the county of Lee, and I'm talking about these idiots that are coming out and giving press conferences because they have left it in the hands of the local government.
Mike, I am so in love with the fact now that I'm going to associate Lee County government with the David Letterman voice from now on.
You mean they did an appointment up north? Oh, we can do that.
So, all right. So, and there you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of scared senior citizens that and God love them if they're getting vaccinated. I'm like, more power to them. That we all have to. I read what the docs say. The more people that get vaccinated, the quicker we get this thing in hand. So they come out and they say, we have fixed
fixed the first come first serve that didn't work out too well. What we're gonna do is we'll have appointments too.
And what better way? What screams 2021 than not offering any online registration? Let's do it with an 800 number.
Perfect.
Which is how they are doing it now.
Wonderful.
God love these poor people that are trying to get their vaccines and have to go through, because, you know, nothing's easier than an 800
well,
number.
Well, I'm guessing that means that what? Staples was out of ledgers, so they couldn't make the appointments by hand?
Like a party line?
Yeah.
You know what? It all comes down to distribution, and if we all could get the vaccines to multiple places, I think we'd be better off, but they don't have it.
The peace of mind of having a loved one vaccinated. Four people in my family have already been vaccinated. Frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Let me tell you.
It's got to feel good, right?
Fantastic.
It's got to feel tremendous.
I feel like I've made the wrong career choices once again in my life, as everyone else decided to go into medicine except for me. But I'm happy for them.
They've been putting their asses on the line forever.
From day one, I get it. So, Mike, look,
Oscar puts his ass on the line every day.
I am the most selfless of all of, I would say, the three of us here. I take joy in other people's good fortune. And when I heard that they got the vaccine and they were feeling good.
I give you that. I agree. And at least, and if you're faking it, you're doing a great job, because I've always felt it.
For over a decade?
Because I know for a fact,
to be sincere.
Every time I hear someone gets the vaccine, I just get pissed off.
I don't share the joy. I would share the joy. Well, I mean, you're getting happy and being emotional about a family member getting vaccinated. Who's got to go back into a hospital. I can relate to that.
But there's also
delighted.
Vaccine shaming going on, as I've heard through the grapevine, that if you get it, you don't tell anybody. Not for my family, but a report I saw. Because if other people didn't get it, there's like this guilt. That you didn't get to log on to the website.
Let me tell you why I disagree with that, because I think you're talking about the greater good.
Yep.
The idea of everyone eventually getting vaccinated is how we fix this.
Yeah.
And so I think by showing people, now there's certain elected officials that were denying masks and stuff like that. I can't think. It's hard to think of who did that, Marco Rubio, but I will tell you, our great senator from, who's talking about in one side denying science and then coming back.
I don't know where he stands.
Vaccine.
He's very confusing to me.
He's a confusing man.
When it comes to vaccine shaming, I think the more people you see and hear about getting the vaccine, it normalizes it, because there was a certain underlying thing. Is this safe? Did they rush it? You want to see people get the vaccine and say, hey, no problem. I'm doing great.
The tragic side of this is, and look, I'm of the opinion that we will get this straight, and it will be the way that they're distributing the vaccine, and the goals that in the first 100 days get 100 million people vaccinated, and Dr. Fauci says it's possible, will happen. But right now you're sitting here and you're wondering, okay, state and local government, I get it, you guys play in your own sandboxes, but for once, why not just work together to get this right? You didn't get the masks right. You didn't get the PPE right.
Right. Well, you have an example down here. And the reason I use that example is that I think when you lay this at the feet of local government officials, you're asking for trouble. Mm-hmm. I think it's got to be handled on a much larger scale. I think it's got to be handled by people in a much grander fashion than we're doing right now.
By
just sending 300 doses to Lee County, or 3,000 doses to Lee County. It doesn't work that way.
What about the sending out like a silver alert or an amber alert, but a vaccine alert if there's an extra 50 doses in CVS that are about to go bad?
If you can get to the CVS at the corner of Tamiami Trail.
You mean Oscar, like when they put meat on sale at the grocery store because it's got 1 day left on it? This vaccine was on the counter?
Or somebody didn't come and get their reserve rump roast.
Yeah.
I am going to be cautiously optimistic that these are the early glitches of this, and eventually we will get there. And I like the idea of having it getting into the hands of medical professionals. That's
what I like.
And
hit the private market, please. Let me drain my 401k that doesn't exist.
But until
I'll buy some.
And until that happens, remember, get your shot by dialing 1-800-SORE-ARM. Yeah. That's 1-800-SORE-ARM.
That's what it is. It's been insane down here, and I really, really, they did get a crier on down in, I think, Collier County, which is south of where we are. They got a crier, and they got a crier of a guy that got the vaccination. And
tears of joy then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
This is the greatest country in the world.
I might weep. I'm not going to lie.
I thought it was a little ridiculous. You know, but, you know, I mean, he was healthy.
I'll call you guys and weep to you guys.
Text.
I'm a big believer that you live your life a certain way that you're, is there risk for? You go outside of your house, there's risk. But if you do things a certain way, all right, you know what? I'll give some advice to people that might identify with the way I live my life, okay? Hi, everyone. This is Mike O'Mara. Listen, if you're worried about mitigating risk in times of COVID, don't get really, really drunk with your friends and go to a bar inside. Because the two times I've done that since the pandemic began, I awoke the next morning with, remorse and a feeling of dread.
The guy in the penalty box in Slapshot.
I feel sadness. Passing out and waking up. I was concerned, and you know, look, I've slipped a couple of times, and
nobody's perfect.
Which bar? Like a bar
across the street from here.
Okay.
Twice I've been in there.
It was inside, not open air.
The pandemic, back like in April or something like that, and there was nobody in there, so I remember that except the guys that. But I don't, it's not right. What I did was not correct.
What about Twin Peaks? You been there yet?
No. That would be a reckoning. That would be a reckoning with Mrs. O'Mara that I don't choose to go through. I don't really need that. And I also, can I say this? And this is the truth. This is the way I feel about it. If I had the right amount of lubrication and I got a free pass, I might pop in there. But if you get me sober to go over there and
to be clear, lubrication, you mean drinks. Not physical lubrication.
Not acid.
No. It's always bodily fluids.
Well, you're talking about Twin Peaks.
It's the first time in 2021. Anyway, so no, I would roll in there and feel, even though I am not out of the game, so to speak, I will tell you that I think
I'm talking with my wife out of the game.
I'm talking about participating. You know what I mean?
A creature that still has needs. Oscar. Yes.
But I'm saying it is unbecoming, in my humble opinion, to have a group of men in their 60s and perhaps 70s. Sitting in a bar to looking, ogling these teenagers with
they're putting
cleavage.
Them through dental school, Mike. You know this.
I know, but it's still
which
grosses
is why they all have nice
bit.
Smiles. Oscar.
Doesn't it? Wouldn't it gross your
it does
bride
not
out?
No.
Would
no,
it gross
no,
your
no.
bride out if she pictured a group of old men that are like, "Hey, how you doing, Becky?
But I also come from
doing,
a passionate
Becky?
Culture, you know, that we celebrate
horny
women.
Till dead.
No,
yeah. does
that was on the Bolivian license plate, wasn't it? Horny till dead.
Well, it was it's in Spanish, generation. But yeah,
my father's got that. I lost Chip probably 3 years
dead.
Ago.
But Mike, no. don't you think there's
well,
a
hold
certain?
On. Let me finish the thought. I picture the group of old guys sitting there, and even if it's outside, it's still a bar with people around.
Yeah,
and so that's the first bad thing that you don't want to do. The other bad thing is just the idea of just going in there and being lecherous.
I think it's
yeah,
endearing.
But don't you think if they're old enough, it's almost like a
comical?
Non-issue? Yeah. Maybe, and I'd say that maybe someone like our brides, we all have lovely brides, would look at it almost as cute. Look at the old men.
Like if somebody was eyeballing Shannon, it's a bunch of like just nice old guys.
Yeah.
I'd probably look at Shannon and be like, why don't you give him a twirl, you know?
Yeah. Unless it's my dad.
A twirl.
A twirl, yeah, twirl.
Using the rounders verb of twirl. I do an impression of her, by the way. The hooker at grandma's. This is real deep rounder stuff.
Yeah, it is.
If you like the movie, if you like the movie Rounders, by the way, I think it's one of the great cameos of film.
Yeah,
you'll never know whether this actress went on to other things, but you guys want a twirl? Remember when they come to the secret window?
Yes.
Remember,
yes.
And she's like,
yeah.
I mean, brilliant cameo.
Yeah, very well done.
Does she not appear to be an addled hooker?
Yes.
I mean,
it's
and then grandma, in his red pajamas, disciplining the dog. I love Rounders. Rounders is a crafted film. Man.
Oh,
if you want,
it really is.
Best poker movie in the history of poker movies. You'll never see it. They'll never make a better one. But getting back to the whole thing with Rob, I can understand why you kind of show a little more understanding towards older men that might, you know, show a little over exuberance when it comes to younger women.
Some true passion.
You know, because, you know, your dad's just around the corner.
But you see,
HBS, you know, that spends his life looking at dirty pictures online.
I said, some men it's cute. With him, it's a little creepy at times. I'm not sure.
Why does your dad do that online?
I'm not sure that we would want him sitting at Twin Peaks. No, we don't want that. But if it's
Does he, in your life as a grown-up?
Yes.
When back before he was sequestered down on the Eastern Shore, in his country home.
Compound.
His compound.
The compound.
Was he somebody who would blast out to a watering hole? Like, could you see your dad as the kind of guy that would roll into, say, a Hooters or a Twin Peaks or something like that?
When I turned 21, he took me to a Hooters. And so
that's a resounding yes.
Got me
That would be a resounding yes.
Got me absolutely lit and then dropped me off at my home. And it was, I think, one of the only times since the divorce that my mother called my father and said, "What did you do to your son?" There was a lot of beer brought to me that night. But no, that's not really his scene. He appreciates the female form.
He took you there when you were 21, though.
That's true.
Went to the local Irish pub. You went to Hooters.
But that's 28 years ago, too.
Yeah.
We were both much younger. So yeah, I think even when he was on the market, or what'd you say, Mike, in the game?
In the game.
Yeah, when he was in the game,
viral.
I don't think he was really out there causing trouble. I don't think he was.
So the internet is where he he found his home.
Sure.
He found his calling.
And what's not to like?
He staked his claim.
That's right.
As long as, like, authorities raided an Eastern Shore enclave today. I think it's
meanwhile, by the way, he's in the back with five hard drives and a sledgehammer.
I think his choices.
I think it's a drill.
I find HBS's choices online to be usually okay.
Oh, he's a classy dude.
Yeah.
Well,
not really, not, okay, classy,
he has a particular. He has a form that we don't agree on. He has a shape that we don't always agree on.
You mean the shape of a picture?
I mean, well, no, the subject matter
understood.
Of these pinups that he prefers.
I better a lot do of this those just guys, in case.
A lot of guys on that pinup society that with the pinup pictures seem to have a propensity for liking, I like big butts.
Yeah.
I cannot lie,
a penchant. They have a penchant for that.
There's something for everybody on that page.
Sure.
Yeah, there is. Mm-hmm. There is. Old, young. Fantastic. I don't know how we got there, but anyway,
you have to be ever vigilant, Mike. Because you know, we talk about this, and I can't wait to hear about your Christmas and everybody's holidays and your trips home, people that visited, etc. Or how
thank you for your before I don't want to forget. Thank you for both sending my son, as wonderful godfathers that you are, just two great gifts for my son. Absolutely fantastic, both of you. Really, really appreciate.
Did he get the little note? We got two. We have another one coming. I just got back ordered. Shocker. Did he get the piece?
Rob's gonna love what you sent, Michael.
Why don't you tell him?
We'll talk about. We'll talk about that. I don't want to.
Oscar's gonna hate what I sent him.
no, but yours was during that 24-hour period in and around Christmas. After Christmas was. Number one on the hit parade.
Oh, good.
Still, hey, Rob.
Still a pretty big deal.
Big win. Yeah. Big win.
I love that. Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you.
Mike, ever vigilant. You can't, it doesn't matter how drunk you get, you have to be careful because we're not out of this yet.
No.
That's the takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am also someone. I am going to an event this coming weekend in Tampa. And I
is it
don't
a rally?
Wanna make, I am not. No, it's a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to make a scene. But if I have to, I will. I will be the one that's going to be. We're going to a birthday party that is at a steakhouse in Tampa, and I am hoping that they are going to have some ability for people to sit outside. And if it's not outside, I'm afraid I'm going to be the ass. But I'm going to do it that way because I take it seriously, and I might just not go.
I would just go next year. say thank
go
you.
Next year.
No, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
It's a pretty long drive to roll the dice and show up and then have to make an ass of yourself.
Well,
and
we
then
have
leave.
A hotel room. So, you know, I can yeah. certainly make my own fun up there. You know,
you're still in the game.
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't believe I'm talking about that because I just thought of it just now.
Just this month. Just stay home this month, and then you can do whatever you want.
I don't know if it's even this month. And we'll see. Well, I'll let you know what's happening with that. I'm thinking about it more as we go on, that's stupid, that it's big-time stupid.
Yeah.
You know what? It is stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. That's it. I'll let the younger people go.
Yeah.
It's scary times here. We had 17,000 cases in Florida over the weekend. That's where we were. But the bottom line is, I agree with Oscar. I am cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I am filled with optimism for the future. But Jesus Christ, it is tough punching out of this at the end of the, you know, this is difficult stuff.
It feels like it's still 2020.
Yeah,
we had all assigned so much import to the turn of the new year without realizing nothing changed except our calendar. Right. That's it.
Right. And our calendar count.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get me started on that because that's a whole different subject for me when I'm talking about I have a real problem. There's so much to get to that let's just start the show.
Okay.
When we come back, we will put it under the umbrella of Christmas.
Yes. Okay, Christmas.
How was your Christmas? What happened? Anything special? I have a 7-year-old. I'll have a little guessing game as to what time he got us going on Christmas morning. And then my tribute to our fruitcake boy here, who sent us a 3 fruitcakes, 2 or 3, right?
Three, I think.
3 of them?
Yeah.
3? Well, they're gone. Now we can
3.
Start the show, everybody. 5, 5, 5.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The whole impeachment thing was baseless, okay? So the Democrats claim that Trump pressured Ukraine into digging up dirt on the Biden family. And their only real evidence of that is a transcript of him doing it.
So what did he say on the transcript?
What transcript?
Well, you just mentioned a transcript.
Check your tape. I said no such thing.
You said the only real evidence was a transcript of Trump pressurizing Ukraine.
There's no such place as Ukraine.
Yes, there is.
I choose to believe there is not.
In March, the president said the pandemic would simply go away, didn't he?
Okay, see, this is what the media does. You lie, fabricate, fantasize. The president never said that.
It will go away. Just stay calm. We want to protect your shipping industry.
Okay, I know this doesn't fit with your agenda, but this never happened.
Advance in-person voting also explodes. Lines stretch for miles as Americans wait for a go on their democracy.
It was so inspiring to see so many Americans voting. And there was a pretty big black vote too, which I think is so great. And I mean, I have no problem with that as long as everyone has proper ID with a current street address and they keep their hands in the air. Yeah.
All this division, all this intractable conflict was tearing humankind asunder at the worst possible time. Because, of course, at the very moment that we were preoccupied with fighting each other, the coronavirus was steadily bearing down upon us. Now, those who've closely studied the history books, such as myself, knew that this was strongly reminiscent of the time the White Walkers led their army of the dead towards the warring factions of Westeros.
So you mean like in Game of Thrones?
No, I am discussing history.
I'm pretty sure that was Game of Thrones.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I am a historian here. Cut to a map or something.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Claxton, Georgia, Homer, Alaska, Tokyo, Japan, Novato, California, Emigrant, Montana.
Yeah, spelled with an E.
South Bend, Indiana. Yeah, we've been there.
Sure, the we Mike left O'Mara a credit show card there.
Is on now. We left a credit card. Mark Ronick left credit cards in like six different places.
Yeah.
He forgets. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Great to have Harry's back with us in 2021. Start the new year with some savings thanks to Harry's. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. You see, Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with five sharp blades. Put my New Year's blade in today.
Oh, it's nice. The best,
before
isn't it?
I shave in the shower, don't you know? And I pop that blade on. It's fantastic. They source their steel from Sweden, and they manufacture their blades in their world-class factory in Germany. They cut out the middleman, ship directly to you. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades so much, they have a 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. I've used hundreds of Harry's blades in my lifetime, and I love them, yes. And I've never had to return a one of them.
Never.
Harry's has a special offer just for our listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, all for just $3.
Mm.
Really dive at that. That is a great offer. Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to claim your offer. Merry Christmas belatedly to everybody. Hope everybody's holiday was fantastic. I am an elderly father with a seven-year-old. Would anyone like to hazard a guess? It was not the Christmas Eve into Christmas morning. It was Christmas week. And I had him.
Wow.
Most of the week.
Carla was working on Christmas Eve, so I had my son for most of the day. And I have never seen seven is the age. That is the age where it is the most important thing in the world. And he was out of his gourd. Out of his gourd.
Had you laid some groundwork, say, starting like December 1st, that it was coming up, or is this all something he created himself? Did you goose it a little bit early on?
Well, you goose it in that you lead up to it, and he had an advent calendar, and, you know, we talked about it almost every day. We had, Carla got the wooden blocks that started the month before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With 29 days, 28 days, 27 days. And so, yeah, we probably contributed to the hype.
That's important. I mean, it's
wonderful.
When you talk about the apex of the Christmas thing and being seven, you benefit as much as he does in ways because you get to watch it.
Counterpoint.
Okay.
Look, I know you say, you know, you hear the cliches that everybody's they're great. You know, it's really all about the care.
The children.
Now, this is, I love seeing my son happy, but you got to realize that this happiness is, there may have been a psychotherapist who once said to me, you can never get enough of what won't satisfy you.
This
and
is
I
true.
Have held on to that for a very, very long time. This is not to diminish the magic of Christmas.
Between the first and second marriage.
Which I'm going to... it's just
actually,
not
Mike, this is the same message that Joel Osteen had. So it's, you're just echoing what he said.
No, he says greed is good. He uses at the Gordon Gekko Church. We won't play the guessing game. I'll tell you what time we were awakened on Christmas morning. Who had 3 a.m.?
Wow.
3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I may have enjoyed a little more Christmas cheer on Christmas Eve than I have in a while.
We did it the Latin way.
What's
that?
We
went to bed at 3 a.m.
I was up till 2, I think.
Yeah, but we opened presents at midnight, so.
See, we don't. I probably went to sleep at maybe 11-ish, 11:15. Okay. But I was in a state of slumber that I rarely am awakened out of. I can wake up in the middle of the night like people do when they have to go winky-tink or anything like that. This was, I was deep. I was in a state of slumber that was so total, and it doesn't happen to me very often. When I was awakened, when Carla touched my arm, and I said, I took maybe 15 minutes to even figure out where I was.
Almost a dream.
And the discussion that followed was, Carla said, well, you know, he's up. He's not going to go back to sleep. I'm like, he's up. He said, what time is it? She goes, and Carla's as excited as he is.
Is there 3 o'clock. A parent rule that if, like, between the hours of, let's say it's 2 and 5 a.m., that yeah. if your kid is above 5 years old, you are legally allowed to strike them if they wake you up?
It's more of a suggestion. Yeah,
I think if she was here right now, she would make a case for we shouldn't have sent a bet. What we counted on and what I was in my stupor convinced of was that we would get this out of the way and that he may return to bed, which happened.
Okay.
So that happened.
You gave him a hit.
It's a
present hit. Be like, here's the present, and then
to bed.
Look what's in your stocking. It's Benadryl.
It was
put this on your gums.
Jesus, it was absurd. I was so. I know Carla took a couple of pictures of me where I'm just probably looking at the camera like this. You know.
You're a loving family, though. My dad, the best we ever did was like, I hope he makes it home for Christmas when we were kids, right?
Right.
Because he was always traveling. Mm-hmm. Unlike
and
now.
He was the gift. He was the gift.
He was, you know what?
Well, I
he
always loved on Christmas morning when my dad would finally come over, and it was good. Because you could get up at 3 a.m., but nothing could happen until your pop shows up. They're so just sitting around.
You had a broken home Christmas?
Yeah. As effective third grade. That's when they split.
That's cruel. Was that cruel, in your opinion, to do to you? Because you know what? To be honest with you, the parent you're living with under the roof,
yeah.
I think, gets the privilege. That's certainly the way it was with my daughters and their mother.
It wasn't cruel.
You get two Christmases. Your dad got off easy. He got off easy.
Yeah.
It should be you get the Christmas with your mom, and then you roll over to his place, and you get Christmas with dad. He's got to do it. He crapped out of it.
No, he came over to us, which was great. And you know what? One of my greatest.
He came over to you. What I'm saying, though, is that the idea I had to do the whole dog and pony show, the separate one, twice, I didn't know this. You missed out on the greatest
two
joy
presents.
Of being a child of divorce, where you get two Christmases.
But still, the moment that I remember is like, is he here yet? Is he here yet? Is he here yet? And this is before cell phones, so we couldn't do it. And then at like 9 o'clock, he comes to the door and he comes in with a bike. I mean, and that was pretty great. I mean,
then has a couple of mimosas and gets in his car and goes back to his girlfriend.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it that way, but maybe you're right.
Just telling the truth. I mean, I had to do the whole thing, you know? That's why I was constantly in search of more female companionship. So somebody could pick up the slack.
Help me out of here, please. Please.
Yeah. I've always heard from kids that go through that, that the joy was that they got two separate
I got Christmases. Totally schnookered into thinking that it was great to be together. They told
well, you know what? Maybe it made you feel good that they and they
sweet.
Did that for you, right? They
I
did
do think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
maybe they'll get back together this year, Santa.
How old are you, son? 17.
Yeah,
ain't happening.
Not a chance.
So 3 a.m. and it's at that hour,
especially after a late drinky 11.
Yeah, I tried to find a little joy. Speaking of bike, he got a bike.
Nice.
Outgrown his bike, and I got him a really, really nice bike. And or Santa brought him. I got to be careful.
Santa.
Did
Santa pay for assembly, or did Santa put it together?
Santa took it off the floor.
Nice. Attaboy, Santa.
Put it in the back of the car. Take it home. I'm not putting a bike together.
Oh, that's
Jesus
the worst.
Christ. What am I? What's my last name? Bloom? Anyway,
it is not.
They'll do it right at least.
Oh, hi. You hear that little come in?
Yeah.
Come in. Guess who has one more day before he has to go back to school?
I'm going to guess Michael.
Hey, would you want to say thank you for your Christmas presents from Oscar and Rob?
Thank you, Oscar and Rob. I love it.
Nice.
Do you remember what Oscar got you? It's in your bedroom.
The Berlin Wall.
Piece of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I love.
Because he's a history buff.
That's so cool.
Rob got you? Your favorite book?
The tank one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like that one too a lot.
Good.
Aww, it's so sweet.
My favorite tank is the World War One Mark V.
That's an excellent tank, yeah.
Yeah. And what time did you get? Didn't you get up in the middle of the night on Christmas morning?
3 a.m.
How would you rate your Christmas?
Was scary it good? Things in the devil's hour.
Wow, God. Whoa. Merry Christmas. God,
where'd that come from? Did, oh, my God. Hold on just a second. Freaked me out. The devil's out.
Wow.
You're killing me.
Where'd you get that from?
The devil's out. The devils. I got it from the devils.
Okay. You're freaking me out.
And the witches.
Okay, bye. See you later.
And Siren Head.
Okay, that's Siren right. Head.
What's kindly head? Loosen that's the straps.
Tell them what Siren Head is, please. Go
so
ahead.
Basically... he lives in a forest.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of skinny. He's not 40 feet tall, but...
20 feet.
No, 40 feet tall.
Okay, so he is 40 feet tall.
How tall is he?
That's big.
And he has two sirens on his head. Do you know what he is?
No, I don't know. What is he?
He has two sirens, and he can play noises like... Like, he can play radio, and if you...
In the microphone.
And he can grab you, and his sirens, he'll go, like, and it'll bust your ears, and then it'll eat you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He seems like a friendly guy. Thank you, Michael.
Didn't that guy with the 40-feet tall guy, didn't he organize the Lee County vaccination schedule?
I could lie and tell you that my life is not a source of joy for that one around, but it is. I'm sorry. That's the greatest
thing
in the world.
I'm not sure, though, Mike, when you're talking Christmas.
Rent him out. He's that good.
Ask him about Christmas, and his go-to is the devil's hour.
The devil's hour. You never know what's going to come out of him. It's fantastic.
Did he get
to take another break.
Real quick, did he get to read the note that came with the wall?
I think I did. I think did? I read it to him. I think okay. I did. But I know it's up on his mirror. And I was fascinated by that too. A little history, you know, the journey.
Mr. Gorbachev.
Anyway, we did a whole video presentation, Oscar.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then it was like 9 hours of him coming over with that book. Dad, do you like this tank? Yes, Mike. I like that tank.
I kind of envisioned that tanks. Happening.
Yeah, well, get that right. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun, more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. Bye bye.
This sidewalk love affair.
Hey there, in case you haven't heard, it's a brand new year. But before we slam the door on the show that was 2020, some P1s and TMOS Nation want to show their appreciation.
Hi, this is Alpino from Miwok Village, California. Thank you for all of these much-needed laughs these last 47 months of 2020.
Hi, this is Mark Soto from Elk Grove, California. In a year that was unlike any other, we could always count on TMOS to bring the funny.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, for keeping us laughing when we needed it the most. Here's to more fun and some great memories to come in 2021.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You all probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration drink mix. It's the best. And I think we can all agree 2020 was rough. It's time to clean the slate and start 2021 off on the right foot. One Liquid IV stick is like drinking 2 cups of coffee. It's really awesome, and it's an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks for a sustained energy boost. And now what we're talking about is the energy booster. I'm confused by this. It says one Liquid IV stick. This isn't the regular ID. This is
the energy booster, yes.
All right, well, that should have been mentioned in the front. You owe the gang $20.
All right. Yeah.
Didn't take long. See, it's not mentioned at all at the beginning of the copy, and then I get into one liquid IV
same
stick
rules,
is drinking 2 cups of coffee.
But also, you have to keep in mind, there's different varieties of Liquid IV for whatever you like. They have the energy boost. They have the
immunity. Yeah, but if you're talking about if one Liquid IV stick is like drinking 2 cups of coffee... It's an all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. You haven't mentioned Is that what we're talking about?
The
or are we talking
boost.
About
yes.
regular liquid IV?
The energy boost.
It's the boost.
So you all probably know Liquid IV for their popular hydration drink mix. It's the best. And I think we can all agree 2020 was rough. It's time to clean the slate and start 2021 off on the right foot. And then there's one Liquid IV stick is like drinking two. No, one Liquid IV energy stick.
The energy boost. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It will be corrected.
It's on you, pal. I'm not a... I'm just waiting to see what your explanation is.
I was. I actually went by the copy points. I should have mentioned. I should have spotlighted it. I know how to fix it for the next read.
Okay. So that it's not a typo, but it is an omission.
It is an omission
of the product.
Absolutely. Yes.
Am I now telling our listeners that they are to get the regular Liquid IV, or that they are, or is this specifically to tell them that they need the? I don't even know what the product's name is.
Mike, what they need is the Liquid IV Energy Boost because we need to start this
year
off right.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
All right. Is it anywhere in the copy? Liquid IV Energy Boost. No, it is not. No. Grab your energy. Liquid IV in bulk nationwide. That's the problem here. Is it called Liquid IV Energy Boost?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, I'll go get a packet of it.
Might as well start some ground rules off for 2021.
I love it.
That's fine. Where is he going?
We're
going to
get it right. He just
maybe
got
he's
the,
getting a. Maybe he's getting.
He's got his
see
own
that
boost.
Head go by?
He's got his own boost.
See that head go by? It's like, seriously, it was like an eclipse. That went by.
I do love it, Mike. They're kind of the company is kind enough to send us packets at home, and when you see it on the shelf, you're
he's
like,
he's telling
right,
me about everything that this does.
Yeah, well, his copy
mentioning
was terrible.
The name of the product,
but it's coming back around. You know, right. Just like again, like as I mentioned in the text prior to the show starting, I said nothing has changed, but everything can go wrong. So,
yes. Mike, it is the Liquid IV. Energy Multiplier, Lemon Ginger. I'm actually drinking it right now.
But you didn't put that in the copy, pal.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
And then when I asked you what the product was, you gave me the wrong name then, too.
Mm.
That's what you do. You have to share these with me, you know. I mean, it's that's what we need. Grab your energy, Liquid IV, in bulk nationwide at Costco.
Energy
or
Multiplier.
Energy Multiplier.
Grab your Liquid IV Energy Multiplier in bulk nationwide at Costco, where you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. This will not be going to the client because we will be doing another one this week properly.
Right.
Properly.
To service our advertisers that allow you to get paid.
Yes, all of us.
Amen.
2021, zero tolerance for failure.
Yeah, remember.
That's the way it goes.
Don't do your best. Do Mike's best.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Come again. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We're talking about Christmas. So it was 3 a.m. and it was we were back in bed. And then had a very nice Christmas.
What time did you rise after the gift opening session?
I probably 8 o'clock-ish, something like that. It was great. We were able to go back to bed and get some sleep. Mrs. O'Mara did very well for me this year.
Aww.
I was very, very happy. Got some
That's
golf
sweet.
Stuff. You know, it was wonderful. So I'm very, very pleased with what it was. I successfully cooked meat. Without a problem. And by the way, no fancy stuff. Didn't do the sous vide like Zoolander does it. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that, Eric Stoklinski. I will tell you that I was very happy with the roast that I cooked for a very small group. It was my my wife, her mother, her niece and nephew, and my son. With the doors open and everybody socially distanced.
What were
and
the sides?
The sides were a wedge salad.
Oh, that's nice. Blue cheese?
That just meat and lettuce. That was it. And I think, was there anything else? Oh, potatoes, of course. I did not enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I did. On Christmas Eve, I did. Yeah. I gained weight on Christmas. So
I think everybody.
And the
I did
holidays
enjoy
is
the,
what you
potatoes.
Do.
Yeah. But by the way, for those of you that might be doing a little keto type thing, chicken wings with that wing sauce, not necessarily that great.
Mm.
I think it's an energy booster for weight gain. That's just my opinion.
Really?
I could be totally. Well, you hear wings, 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 protein. Now, fat, butter, margarine, wing sauce, all that salt. It'll be okay. But it'll be all right. But overall, not a bad holiday. Not a bad holiday at all. It was spectacular.
What was and I don't mean to pry, but what was? I know that there was some. What's the best word? Ambivalence to a broader Christmas outside of the immediate family.
Everybody in my family, we did a Zoom call.
Mm-hmm.
After our Zoom call, we did a Zoom call with my family. Everybody was fine. My daughter, in the belly of the beast with this thing. L.A. is just right. Nuts. It was just her and her beau. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I felt bad for her, but she seems very happy, and she's exercising, and she's feeling good. And she's got her dog out there, and we had a lot of contact with Elizabeth. Elizabeth has taken to playing video games online with my son now, which is spectacular.
That's and, so sweet.
It was overall, it was good. All you want to do is make sure your children are happy and healthy, and that's it. And once you got that, everything else is gravy, and they all seem to be doing okay. But other than that, I was kind of quiet and, a little risk pushing the envelope with a couple of family members coming in, but everybody was okay, and they were checked out, and temperatures were taken, and distance was achieved, they're back. And
I'd ask a question about your family, your extended family Zoom call, because we did one on the 27th with the extended family. Not huge. I'd say maybe 16 people.
I hate them. By the way, I have to say I hate them. I don't like them.
But
I
did you like find them. That even if you take the hatred out of it, the other people around it, did it feel almost like a necessity and less like a joyful celebration?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
It really felt like we were going through the motions. It really did.
I don't care for it. Yeah. I don't mind a FaceTime with my daughters. I like one-on-one.
Oh, that's better.
That's great. Mm-hmm. But as far as the multiple Zoom where people, because the bottom line and my theory of this, maybe it's because we host a radio show.
Yes.
If you're on a Zoom call, step it up.
Yeah, do something.
Participate. Oh, yeah. Participate for Christ.
Four camera shoot on our end, Mike, for it took me 4 hours to set it up at the house, but I had
a four camera shoot.
Oh yeah, I had a Mami Nia cam, which is my mom, an Abu cam, which is my dad. I had a cam for Shannon, a Santos cam, and then I had a Christmas tree cam. So
were you?
So
that's five.
Were you and Mama Santana and your dad were in the same area?
Yes.
When they do that, and so you brought over multiple cameras. That's
my dad was like, "Why are you doing this? You're making mom nervous." And I said,
right.
"It's not going to the internet. It's for everybody, so they can see everybody's expressions."
You were showing off to the doctors.
Yeah, a better.
Well, they got the vaccine. I got
equipment.
Cameras.
They brought from M Street. That's what it is. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got this. It looked like it did in 2018, 16. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the mic as we're typically running out of show because it's the end of whatever. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara show. And Bob's your uncle.
Mm.
Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Hey, if you're bored because you're running out of stuff to watch on TV, how about a great, great, great puzzle game?
Oh, yeah.
Best Fiends. Literally thousands of levels with more added all the time. It just keeps going and going. Rob is hooked. If you're anything like him, you will be too. No Wi-Fi? Don't worry. Best Fiends doesn't need that. You don't even need the internet. Best Fiends is the binge-worthy mobile puzzle game with over 100 million downloads and counting. It's free to download on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More levels, events, and challenges added all the time.
Mike, something huge happened over the break. I got to a level where now I'm not only fighting slugs and green things, but light bulbs. Now I have to destroy the light bulbs. I'm at level, this is exciting, 1848. 1,848, it's called Rainbow on the Coast, and I get to destroy light bulbs.
Once you download Best Fiends, boredom won't stand a chance. It's fantastic, and check it out. It's called Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends free today. You can get it on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. And once you do it, you will be hooked. You gone.
Yeah, boredom doesn't stand a chance, Mike.
I won't bore you with the Christmas details. You know, outside of the 3 a.m., it was pretty festive.
Yeah.
But I find Christmas is a lot of hype, and then it's over before it starts. That's the best way.
When do you throw your tree out on the curb? Because being in the city for the first time in, I would say, at least 6 or 7 Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you normally travel.
Mm-hmm. You miss, because I get back right before New Year's or after New Year's, you miss the trees on the sidewalk. And I knew people were done with Christmas on, I would say, Christmas Day afternoon, when all these trees were just
really
on the afternoon. Day of?
Wow.
That's it's sad to see a tree on the roadside, but the saddest thing is a tree on the roadside that still has tinsel on it. Because the tinsel's blowing. It's just sad. It is sad.
We set a record in the O'Mara house. Well, I remember you guys busted chops on me that our Christmas decorations are gone. We're gone the day after New Year's. Outside lights, Christmas tree in the car, getting ready to go to storage. That was that, and all gone. On and we were wrapped up, and it felt great. I know that in years past, I've waited till my birthday on June 22nd to take down the Christmas lights. No, this time the only thing I did,
as inspired by Elvis, right? You only take down the decorations on your birthday.
We have the only Christmas lights that I put up were, we have a tiny little baby palm tree in the front yard.
All right.
A little one, all right? And it's got the kind of trunk that's got almost like scales on it, where they're little wooden chips.
Yeah.
Very easy to wrap the lights, because they naturally are held up by this. And what I did was, because I wanted to make it extra bright, I double wrapped it. I double
bagged
it. I put doppel lights.
The application was rather speedy. The removal was absolute insanity. Because they're tucked in and practically knotted.
Yeah.
Because I've doubled them. Yeah. And I had to deal with old people going, saying, "Are you taking the Christmas lights down?"
Everybody that walks down has a comment.
I'm making an omelet, you douche. Please keep walking. Thank you.
Have you ever had enough square footage, even in your past life, when life was better, Mike? Quite frankly,
yes.
What when you could just scoot that tree into a closet? And leave it there and pull it right back out.
Not in the Palace of Versailles, where I lived for a short period of time. Not even that one.
Now, in the Palace of Versailles days, did you have multiple trees? Ever? Because we used, for a while, 2 trees, and that's ridiculous.
I don't even know
ridiculous.
Where we had the Christmas tree, because I think I blocked it. I think I blocked it out. Holidays are terrible when you're going through a bad spell. It really is. Holidays are Thanksgiving,
it just emphasizes
Christmas.
It. Yeah.
It just it enhances the problem,
the misery
that you have. But this house, we had an indoor. This is the first time since we've been down here where we had an indoor tree. We had a little dead spot in the house for where we could put it.
Oh,
and
that's,
so that was
that's
great.
Awesome. That's
years
sweet.
Previous we would be outside
the lanai.
That's what you're, the lanai. A lot of people put their Christmas trees out there. Mm. It was fine. It was just
everybody
a big bowl of fine.
It was great.
But everything's gone now. Everything's gone. And
it's a drag doing it. It's a good feeling when it's over. Ours are still up. I'm waiting till Epiphany because of my Catholic upbringing.
That's the 15th, right?
No, the 6th, actually. Oh. It's Wednesday.
That's the certification vote.
It's also
That's why Todd Moore is driving to Washington, D.C.
And by the way, I got a text from Fried, our friend.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned Todd, because I you probably noticed, Mike, I've been off social media for the entire break. I just was
good.
Like, this is not
good
healthy.
For you. I didn't notice.
Nice break.
I don't notice whether you're on or not, because you're not even on that
that's
much.
True, I'm not really on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, unless it's for work. So it says, your buddy Todd has either lost his mind about Trump, or he's pulling the best effing joke on everyone I've ever seen. And I wrote, what did he do now?
I have, because as people should know, that even though you and Todd have a great past, you've paused him on all social media.
Yeah. So I don't see even if
tomorrow we will do a full-fledged dive and we'll bring that man to our studio. We must. We must. He's driving up from the Florida Keys. He's driving 1,000 hours driving to watch it. He's doing video blogs while he's doing this.
No, he's not.
A good chunk of it. He mentioned Oscar. He mentioned TMOS.
He's recommending
all of his favorite shows.
I know that.
Unfortunately, we weren't on the list.
Oh, we weren't?
Oh.
No, I don't believe we were.
That's a shame.
These are his information shows.
Info shows?
His info shows.
It's Todd Moore's info show.
I do know, in full transparency, he is coming up to pick up his dog sometime in the month of January. So I don't know if it's now.
Where's his dog?
His dog's in, I think it's in Arlington. Bear.
With
the Weapon X.
Yeah. And the dog has stayed in town, Mike, mostly for the rallies.
He said he's coming up to support the president.
Oh, I thought he was coming
because of the day. I guess there's something going on. I don't know. Be afraid. Be very afraid. There's a lot of weird hinky crap going on that I don't know anything about.
The rally in the alley.
It's not the rally in the alley.
It's the rally in the alley. I love that. I used to come back from a spring vacation and go to that. I would come back from a spring vacation, get loaded, then go back to work.
Right.
Where I was unhappy. Desperately unhappy. Yeah, for a good chunk of time. That's what it was. We used to have, on the old afternoon show, or maybe even the morning show, we had the rally in the alley, which was this spring party. It was always cold.
Yes,
sometimes it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was too cold, but everybody wanted to get outside. And
there were bands, beer served in buckets. Yes.
Oh, it was everything I loved.
Yeah.
Bars, bands, cigarettes. It was fantastic. It was great.
People were rallying in the alley.
Oh, yeah. Then Sunday, I'd be like, hey, my life. I have to go back. I have to go back to work. Get up at 3:30 in the morning. Like that. But you know, somewhere like noon, 1 o'clock on Saturday, it's like, hey, everybody, I'm Mike O'Mara from WAVA. Hey, how's the guy? Hey, I'm a cool DJ. Ooh, yes, really. Ooh, yeah. Hey, look at me. I'm a fat, cool guy. Hey, fat, funny, cool guy. Yeah, that's me. Rally in the alley, baby. Hey, man, I know you. I partied with you once. Let's go to another bar. Yes, sir. Then Sunday. Why did I do that?
But, yep. Mike, think how things have come full circle. You're still getting up at 3 in the morning. It's just now for your son.
Aww. Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. All right, we got to tell you, we didn't get to anything today.
We have to cover Todd on the show tomorrow.
We have to talk about your Christmases. I have to talk about everything else that we didn't get to. And Oscar got conned over the break.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, I'm Rachel Riddell.
And I'm Samantha Riddell.
You know, our father is Twitch from the Mike O'Mara Show. We've known Uncle Mike our entire lives. Dad played keyboards in Mike's DJ band. He sold advertising for the show and worked behind the scenes on the podcast. Nowadays, Dad makes fruitcakes and works into the night producing promos for TMOS. Our dad doesn't do all this because he loves Mike O'Mara. Dad lost a big Super Bowl bet to Mike back in 2014 and is still trying to pay it off. For limited time, $1 from every TMOS bonus show subscription will go towards paying Mike off so we can have our daddy back. Won't you please help us? Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show and help set our father free.
Sometimes I can still hear his voice.
Guys, I'm right here.
We love you, daddy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Twitch. Do you know homeowners are now $1 trillion richer?
Yes.
Thanks to the pandemic-driven housing boom. They got one down here. I'll have to talk about that separately.
Okay.
There's a rush for people to sell houses down here.
Really?
Oh, wow.
These numbers, coupled with another rate drop for the 14th time in 12 months, mean that it's time to refinance, to take cash out, lower a loan term, or remove PMI. You got to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is offering the new 2021 Fannie Mae loan limits, which means ultra-low rates all the way up to $822,000. And Cornerstone delivers what they promise. Never a bait and switch like those other guys who offer super low rates but don't tell you about origination points. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. The folks at Cornerstone really do want to help you save money, and they have. They have saved money for our listeners. We have testimonials, and it's fantastic. We've got C. Scott Hirons writes, I wanted to add my 2 cents to the praise Cornerstone gets on the show. We recently went through the refinance process with the show hero, Joanna.
Yes.
She's fantastic. We started the process, and we are saving over $600 a month. Thanks to Joanna and the entire Cornerstone team, we refinanced our house, and we were able to provide our kids with a great Christmas. Thanks for the savings. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
News!
Oh, my God.
Boo.
Oh, my God. Big story for TMOS. Larry King, ladies and gentlemen, 87 years old. He was hospitalized over a week ago with COVID-19. There is no word on his condition, but he's in isolation and unable to receive visitors. Larry survived a stroke and underwent heart surgery in 2019. Then last year, he lost a son to a heart attack. Really rough
bad
life.
Year.
Don't we poke fun at Larry King all the time, but nobody wants to have this. He lost his daughter, Kaya, to lung cancer. This happened just weeks apart, and Larry's had some real tough health issues, and he's also almost 90 years old. We'll keep you posted.
My mom doesn't care about much, but she wrote me yesterday, and she said, El señor Larry está en el hospital, which means Mr. Larry's in the hospital.
It's
and
a little
she
scary.
Sent me a picture of a Virgin Mary candle she's lit for him, and she hopes us to talk to him again. She said, I guess that's why we didn't talk during Christmas this year.
It must be.
Oh, she missed it. She missed it. We hope that Larry's doing well. No word, though. You know, they go into isolation, and then they're either out or you hear some bad news. So we'll keep you posted. James Corden is teaming up with Weight Watchers to lose a few pounds and presumably pocket a few bucks at the same time. It's WW now, not Weight Watchers. That's what I think they call
dub,
it.
Dub,
now.
Dub, dub, dub.
What's their website?
Dub dub dub. Here's his quote. He said, I'm fed up with the way I look. I'm fed up with being unhealthy. Boy, this is the year I'm doing it. All right. Because over Christmas, I know you don't like him.
I really hate him.
I've eaten everything that's in the fridge because in my head it's January and I'm starting this diet and it'll be a success. And as you can see, it hasn't. I have whatever. He adds, by the way, when you're a fat person in media, they knock your door down. I can't imagine the money they might be throwing James Corden to do this. And he's a little guy, so I think he can have some real serious results and do that. He says, I want to change the way that I live. I want to be better for my children and for my family. I'm going to take this year and work towards getting healthy.
Great. Then you can come out on your show and just give the vibe of, please like me. Please, please. And then men being cats, and that's good too.
Tanya Roberts died yesterday. Yeah. This made me feel old.
But she
I didn't
went
realize
early.
She was 65.
She went early, though.
65. Yeah, she went early, but I didn't realize she was also 65. I remember Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, was on TV when I was at a... Nah, it's a long story. I'm not going to tell that story. Anyway, it was... she collapsed Christmas Eve, put on a ventilator. She never got better. Word is it's not COVID-related.
Okay.
She played Midge on that 70s show. You remember that?
Yep.
She was one of the Charlie's Angels for a season back in the day. Her movies included the Bond flick A View to a Kill. She was hot.
Yeah, she was.
The amazing Sheena and the underrated horror classic... Tourist Trap, which I never watched. I never saw that one.
Never seen
but
it.
But I was a fan. I was a fan of Tanya Roberts. I thought she was beautiful, so that's a shame. According to a new study out of the University of Geneva in Switzerland, dating apps has led to an increase in the number of couples that are, quote, highly educated women and lower educated men.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The dating apps are rewarding the dumb guys that are good looking. That's the way it goes. That doesn't surprise me. They're focused around pictures. It's kind of like going to a club with loud music.
But it says to me, Mike, we came up at the right time.
You're not on K Street going to some lobbyist bar where you're like hanging out with your peers. No, you're on Match and Bumble. You're like, oh, that guy's, you know what? I'll take care of him. His abs are worth it.
I always, in my day, I always believed that if I was in a quiet saloon where conversation was spotlighted, I would do better than if I was in a... Because otherwise, you know, you can't hear anyone think, yeah. And you walk in and a woman looks over and goes, oh, yeah, see you later. Bye. See
you know
later.
This is Fatty a sad McFatty time again. Also for James Corden. No wonder he's losing the weight.
Yeah. I can't go to a club anymore. I'm my dating
club.
Apps.
Club.
The study found dating apps have led to an increase in long-distance relationships because they make it easier to meet people further away. And finally, even if you're not a sexy dummy or yes. You're looking to land a long-distance relationship, dating apps should probably be pretty good for you, too, because the research says that couples that meet on dating apps are actually more likely to want a serious relationship, and they have the same level of relationship satisfaction as couples who met in person. So it doesn't change a thing. Your success potential is there, and there's that. So that's good if you're good looking. Katie Nicolau is a meteorologist. She is from Sioux City, Iowa. We love Iowa. Love our listeners in Iowa. And she is going viral with a TikTok video that she posted that explains why icicles are filled with bird poop. Have you ever broken off an icicle off of your house and maybe licked it?
Of course.
You ever done that?
Yeah, of course.
As kids, we do that. Here's her quote. When icicles form, it's from water that melts off of your roof and runs down the side of a building. You know what else is on your roof? Bird poop. Oh. A lot of it. I don't know why she was thinking about that, but she was. That is not to say you'll get sick from licking the bird poop in an icicle, but really, is that something you want to lick?
No.
So Katie from Sioux City has a lot of time to think about that, and I never processed it that way. I always thought that birds really pooped on my car more than my roof.
But you know, with improved insulation in homes, you don't see as many icicles as you did when we were growing up.
Yeah, we used to have them.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Gary,
go ahead. I used to always like to lick the icicles that were hanging off the Metro bus exhausts.
Well, those aren't really icicles.
He's doing a little Oscar stick. That's pretty funny.
We used to call those car turds.
Oh, Scott, get away from that bus.
But it's the YA. It's going to take me to Silver Spring.
Mamacita.
That icicle is not made out of chocolate.
It tastes like diesel.
And now a little something something.
Please.
There is a 30-year-old guy. I love this story. From Staffordshire, England. We'd say his name is Thomas Dodd, but that is not quite true anymore.
Oh.
This has so many elements of stuff I didn't know about.
Okay.
Thomas got super drunk on Christmas Eve, and he decided to legally change his name to Celine Dion. I love this.
Oh, God.
He was watching Celine on a TV concert at the time, and he filled out an online application, paid a $120 fee, and then went to sleep and forgot all about it. Then last week, he found an envelope in his mailbox with papers certifying his name change from Thomas Dodd to Celine Dion. I love this story. He says he's planning to keep the name.
Ah, good.
Quote, depending on how difficult it makes my life.
That's
so
the truth.
You can change your name just by going online, which I didn't know. Please listen tomorrow for the of the Mountain Show. There you go. Why not? There it is. Thank you. That was the one I picked.
See that coming.
That was the one I picked. I am F. F of the Mountain. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike Colbert Show, everybody.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy New Year, 2020. Gone.
Mm.
And it feels good to have it in the rearview mirror. And 2021, more like 2020 wonderful.
Ah!
And the best way to make the new year bright, treat yourself to a full year of the TMOS Bonus Show, a division of the Mike O'Mara Show. An extra hour of TMOS power each and every week. Nowadays, you need these laughs more than ever. And the bonus show fits the bill for just pennies a day. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and holy guacamole, every bonus show ever, right at your fingertips. The bonus show, 'tis your New Year's passport to the New Year's assport.
That's still.
Buy it now. We really need you to. Please, and thank you. It's MikeO'MaraShow.com. The best way to forget the days of old Lang Syne, a.k.a. the suckitude of 2020. Get bent last year, and we thank you. Time to open up the audio. Oh, congratulations to the Washington football team.
Yes.
And especially Alex Smith for beating the Philadelphia Eagles. I will not be bitter as a Giants fan, although I really want to say thank you to Doug Peterson of the Philadelphia Eagles, who decided to put the third string quarterback in the fourth quarter. Thank you, Doug. Thanks so much. I'm really glad that I stayed up and at 11 o'clock at night you did that, you incredible dick. But the Washington football team,
they going to the bowl?
They are not going to the bowl.
You
don't know.
You never know.
You have no idea. It's the NFL on any given Sunday. You don't know what's
going to
happen.
They could roll into Tampa.
They're
going to
be in Tampa next week. They could roll into Saturday.
Tampa's coming here.
Oh, Tampa's coming to D.C. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very exciting. So to the Washington football team, way to go. Yes.
Mm. They're not going to beat Tampa.
You know what? I think Tampa is beatable. Although you do have, I love the statistics about Tom Brady when you're watching Brady stats and Belichick stats, you know, with the Patriots not making, because Belichick's such a dingleberry. Anyway, I'm not a Tom Brady fan anyway, but it's fun to see those stats. So to the Washington football team, especially.
Congratulations.
Yes, look, we don't talk about football, football very
just
much
wages.
On the show. But really, 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 when you are talking about a definition of desire and fortitude and courage, Alex Smith definition of that.
His motion picture, which will come out probably in 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And the byline, well, I guess the wonderful storybook ending of saying that they made the playoffs.
Right.
The year it's he great. Comes back, mm-hmm. right?
Regardless of the records for any
regardless
of the NFC
of the
East
record,
teams.
Took on Tom Brady, playoff game, home field advantage. Like, all of that is awesome.
I'm excited for the movie because I hear that they're going to get to play him. James Corden. He's going to be great. Yeah.
Elevator shoes. Very, very exciting. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
All right, so the Washington football team in the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, but it has been 18 years for the Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Since they made the playoffs.
Congratulations. I'd love to see that, too.
And that's this awesome. Is the radio call. This is pretty great for the end of the game yesterday.
12,000 are going crazy inside First Energy Stadium. And wherever you are.
That's safe.
This is starting to become very, very real that the Browns are going to go to the playoff. Okay. They're in victory formation. And Baker Mayfield takes a knee. And the clock will wind down. And the Cleveland Browns have made it into the NFL playoffs for the first time in 18 long years.
So congratulations, Brad. That's the longest playoff drought in NFL history.
12,000 people in that stadium.
Mm.
Very spread
out. Because it's Ohio. We don't know. I got it. My sister got it. Yay.
She's all better now.
They really had 12,000 people in the stadium?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Socially distanced, though.
Sure.
All right, good. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
So,
no, I mean, it was fine until that. I was happy for Cleveland until I hear that. Of course it's Ohio. Of course Ohio. You got them all down here, too.
Hey, I got it. I'm free.
This is my favorite tape from over the break. This was before we found out Larry King was in the hospital. I just sounded
like
I was
British. Are you playing a mocking Larry King tape?
No, not mocking Larry King. It's just a great moment for the guest, actually. And his name is Danny Putty. He is in Community, but he's also a voice on DuckTales. And he was promoting DuckTales, and Larry is really pressuring him for an answer. And I just love the way he handles himself against Larry. This is actually from 8 or 9 months ago, but it just went viral over the holidays.
A luxury you can't live without.
A luxury I can't live without. Coffee. I really like good
coffee.
It's
not a luxury. You can get it anywhere.
I guess. Yeah, I like good coffee. What's
I love coffee too.
I like nice socks.
Socks. Your socks, would you put in your shoes?
Yeah, I really love them. I like kind of like, you know, cozy feet.
You're attracted to your socks.
I'm attracted to really nice running socks. Like, I'm always looking for good running socks.
That's not a luxury. Coffee and socks are not,
it's not a luxury.
All right, give me a luxury. What luxury should I have?
Private plane.
Larry, I'm on DuckTales.
That's a good answer.
I loved it. I just thought that was great. I'll spare you the tape of Trump badgering the officials in Georgia to find votes, but I invite you to listen to it because it really is, it'll make your stomach feel bad.
It's just very, very interesting. And
do you want to hear it? Should we hear it?
Yeah, play a little right. of it.
Okay, here we go. Here's our current president.
Everybody's
talking
about it.
They are shredding ballots, in my opinion, based on what I've heard, and they are removing machinery, and they're moving it as fast as they can, both of which are criminal fines, and you can't let it happen, and you are letting it happen. You know, I mean, I'm notifying you that you're letting it happen.
I pray for not hearing that voice for a long time.
You're going to get your wish very soon.
Or will I?
I don't know.
Or will I?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Really. You know, safe travels, Todd.
More video posts.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. They did it. So let's close with this. And I will say that real quick, you mentioned the passing of the Charlie's Angels. What was her name?
Tanya Roberts.
Tanya Roberts. Jerry Marsden passed away from Jerry and the Pacemakers, which is probably the second Mersey Beat sound that came after the Beatles. And he had a lot of hit records. The thing about this song, though. Called How Do You Do It? It's an interesting rock and roll footnote is that when they were going to launch the Beatles as a band, they didn't like the music that the Beatles had written, and they were going to force the Beatles to record How Do You Do It? And as a matter of fact, tape of it exists. But what they did is they didn't like the fact they weren't going to be writing their own music, so they rewrote the song Please Please Me and released it and had a huge hit. So actually, Jerry Marsden, a footnote in the Beatles' career, and sad that he passed away age 78. Just as a rock and roll footnote. Let's close with this. They did a list of the most overused words of 2020. They include COVID-19... Karen, and then this, which I believe would we?
I like Karen though. I'm still down with Karen.
Well, I like Karen. I love the fact that we have figured out Mrs. Claus's name was Karen over the holidays. Karen Claus.
Hysterical. But we used it great.
The thing is, would we have even had a TV commercial without the word together?
We'll get through this together.
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 And together.
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 Stop using the word together, Karen!
You know what? Nothing can be further from the truth because we're not together.
You're right.
It's together but apart.
Yeah, separate but equal, Oscar.
We're divided. Is that it?
That's it. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great
Monday,
everybody.
We're not together.
We're not.
We're not together. See, I've been 2,000 people are out for themselves.
No, you know who's together? Cleveland Browns fans.
Yes. In a stadium.
In a stadium.
Over 10,000.
12. Yeah.
Farting and breathing each other's air.
Oh, dear.
Anyway,
Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's why they're called the Browns.
On that note, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new show. Happy New Year, everybody. Great to be back. We didn't get to anything. Tomorrow, we'll get to all of it. Maybe. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's done, Joan. They've packed your things. They're loading your cart.
Pandemic.